This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
So last night, after a little drink with myself and Laura, who works on the show, I rushed home and watched the second episode of my new favourite TV show, The Baby Mind Reader.
Excellent.
Now, you can't actually see this at the moment because it's finished. But I had it recorded and I've got the whole series because I series linked it. Okay. Well, I don't know whether I did. I think it was my flatmate. Yeah. I can't remember if I did. But it is. It's one of those things you come across by mistake and it's absolutely fantastic. It is the best. There's this man called Derek who... They're always called Derek. Yeah. Who can talk to babies. He's like Dr. Doolittle, only with babies. Now... The best thing about him is he's really camp. This is what he said after the first time he met the kid's parents, right?
You've been wonderful. You look stunned. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And then he just turns round and walks out.
Right.
It's like the end of the peer entertainment, listen.
You've been wonderful. You look stunned. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you again. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. You've been a lovely audience. Good night.
You
were here all week.
So much better than last week's parents.
So, now, having watched the second one, right?
Yeah.
I do actually believe that he can communicate with the babies by locking with their minds. Because, now listen, hear me out.
Okay.
There is stuff on there that there is no way he would know. Like, for instance, he'd never been to their house before. He knew that they had a problem with the door shutting.
Right.
And he knew they had a leaky roof. Never been to their house before. Never even set foot or seen the house before.
And this is what the he knew this by mind reading the baby's mind.
How could he know all this if he wasn't communicating with the baby by mind power? Right, today...
Maybe when these TV programmes are done... People research the families, and maybe it was on researchers' notes that they have a dodgy door or at least a leaky roof.
Absolutely not.
When he walked in, he realised that the door didn't shut properly and something dropped on his head.
No. Listen, today's baby is called Madison.
Nice.
Yesterday it was Tegan. And you may have guessed, Madison is not happy, right? So he's sat in the room with Madison, the baby, and she is talking to him through mind power.
Because Madison is very, 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 very angry. And the reason why she's angry is because she feels that she's not growing and she's not getting what she needs to get out of life. And you are her support network.
Right. Bit harsh on the parents there.
Do we know how old Madison is, roughly? Sort of a year, 18 months, something like that? And she's not happy at what she's getting out of life.
She is not happy at all.
She's not getting enough rusks or something.
Okay, bit of a tantrum coming on. And the tantrum is connected to balloons. She is showing me balloons and she's losing the plot with these balloons. And there's balloons. So it's like going to McDonald's or there's a party that she went to.
Wow.
What are the chances of that? That is absolutely unbelievable. Okay. A child wants a balloon and then is going to have a tantrum when they can't have one.
Yep.
It's amazing what he gets out of these kids. It really is.
Who'd have thought that?
Unbelievable. Then things get really quite strange.
She's finding it very difficult to understand why things are not put in their place and kept in their place.
Right, so this is a baby who can't talk, right? But would really prefer it if the house was a little bit tidier.
Yeah, there are lots of kids under three who really want tidy houses.
The second point she mentioned to me in your reading was about tidying up. Now, look, there's a place for everything, and everything should be in its place.
So Madison, who's about 18 months old, says there's a place for everything, and everything should be in its place.
Having a laugh.
So you thought yesterday it was a load of rubbish. I think I'm changing your mind right now.
Oh, yeah, you really are.
Have you...
Yeah.
Seriously, though, it's amazing what he gets out of these babies. Have you ever met a baby before in your life who would like the house a little bit tidier?
Never,
that
ever,
you've
ever.
Never known a child like this, have you?
No.
The third point is about a red-orange drink. Madison said she gets very hyper after drinking this drink. So possibly it's time to reassess drinks that Madison is taking.
So... From the power of the mind, Madison wants to reassess the drink she is taking and cut out the fizzy red orange stuff.
Yeah.
So even when kids can talk, they don't manage to say stuff like that, do they?
It's amazing that he deduced that kids get hyper after drinking a fizzy drink just from mind reading a baby's mind.
Well, Madison says she's not happy. She wants to reassess her drinks. It gets better.
She was telling me about how she would like to have grapes and fruit
fruit drinks rather than eating crisps and biscuits.
So this is a baby who says, I don't want crisps and fizzy drinks. I would like grapes and fruit, please. Have you ever heard anything like it?
Is he a government minister or something?
He is an absolute genius, this guy. And then, at the end, it all goes off. You've got to listen to this, right? Listen.
But your daughter doesn't want this.
But there's been an improvement.
It's not enough. Because your daughter...
I'm not sitting here for this. I'm sorry, Derek, but I'm finding this very offensive.
Well, it's
I'm
not...
I'm not sitting here. Can you call the cameras, please? Derek, no. Give me 10 minutes. Just leave me alone. Okay. I mean it.
Because if this is the way you react, Nicola, no
I'm
one's
sorry,
your daughter's
Derek,
in
I'm
the state she's
it.
In.
I've been attacked. This one, Derek,
it's
no.
all about you, you, no you, chance. Nicola.
Excuse
and it's
me.
Not
can
about your daughter
me.
Here.
Sorry, Dan, I
Andrew,
can't do this
that's
anymore.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Thank you.
Can you hear that? That's the husband at the end trying to stop the argument by going, excuse me. Excuse me, thank you.
Please tell me one of them thumped him at the end of that. Did they?
Seriously, this is brilliant. And I've got the whole series to watch.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.